This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, really. That's mostly what we want you for. We want you to be part of the solution by being informed and getting engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or either that or sign up for the text alerts. Those are simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. I got so much stuff I want to get through. Look at, you know, again, Joey Biden. Joey B is at it again. And, you know, it's when they're doing something, you know how you know they're doing something wrong for sure? They call us liars. They call us the people of disseminators of misinformation. Right? Now he's saying the, no amendment is absolute. And what gives him the right to decide that? Seriously, when that guy can't even, he doesn't even know what room he's in half the time at the White House, so I'm hearing. And he's going to tell us that the Second Amendment is not absolute? Now he's loaded on a whole bunch more executive order. You know, remember, Gavin Newsom, his attitude was the Second Amendment gives you a right to have a gun, but it doesn't give you a right to have ammunition. When I heard that, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, however far back that was, I had to stop and go, what, really? Is this guy for real? And you know what? Yeah, he was. He is. Now, Biden has rolled out a bunch of gun control edicts. He said, no amendment is absolute, while maintaining that nothing he is recommending infringes upon or impinges upon, in his words, the Second Amendment. Today we're taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what's actually a public health crisis. Really, Joe? Where's the numbers on that? Show me those numbers. Nothing. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges upon the Second Amendment. No amendment. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Oh, that's older than you are, Joe. Right? From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning, that Second Amendment existed. Certain people weren't allowed to have. Really? Prove it! And yes, you could have any weapon you wanted. It isn't like it is today. It wasn't like there was a 15,000 different types of weapons, Joe. Whatever you could make, whatever you could put together, whatever you could design and have made for you, you were allowed to own. I wouldn't doubt you could own cannons back then. There were so many things they didn't keep you from having. See, our founding fathers did have absolutes. Now look, they were hoping, Joey B., that you would have a bit of common sense. Only an idiot, a mental midget, would yell fire in a theater. But you know what? It had to be ruled upon. Look at the kids today. Look at what we've raised. We've told them they can do anything they want. They can be anything they want. They can act any way they want. And don't let anybody tell you any different. These are the same kids that were swallowing Tide Pods. Remember those? is smoking bath crystals. Think of the crazy stuff this group is doing. We've reported on it for years on the show. You know, I always hear about how in the days of Jefferson, there were 17-year-olds running companies. Yeah, there were. They were smarter. They were better. They were more morally grounded than the kids today. Sorry. It's just the truth. We have kids that don't even know how the government functions at all. They don't understand how the rules work or the laws. They don't care. Because mommy and daddy told them when they were growing up for years that they were all that mattered. It's just amazing to me. Yeah, so the idea is just bizarre that suggests that some of the things that we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. The president went on to call gun violence in the United States an epidemic. Well, Joey, have you been to Chicago? How come you've never spoken up about that? It is not an epidemic. If you look at it in percentages, frankly, we're not that high up the list. If you look at it in sheer numbers, we are. But that's asinine. If you're in a country of, I don't know, 2 million people, or a million people, you know, and they have a 10 or 12% violence rate or gun violence death rate, as opposed to the U.S., the numbers just wouldn't, they wouldn't jive. They wouldn't make any sense. You couldn't go by raw numbers, which is what they try to do most of the time when they put their fight up front. And by, he looks, boy, the way he looks at that camera, he doesn't even know what he's looking at. He could be looking at a tube that has nothing behind it for all he knows. So Biden has asked the Justice Department within a month to propose a rule to stop ghost guns, which are kits that people buy legally, and then fully assemble to create a functioning firearm. Well, okay. But it's still a firearm, Joey B. It doesn't matter. If we're allowed to own firearms, why can't we own one that we put together ourselves? Why can't we take pride in one that we make ourselves? People do it in the aerospace industry all the time. There are special licensing, the special things you can do in building your own aircraft. What's the problem? I don't get it. And you and I, we all know, ain't going to stop there. Right. Biden's also asking the DOJ within 60 days to propose a rule of braces used for handguns, which make them more accurate. Oh, my God. You mean somebody can actually hit what they're shooting at? Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
It's Pelosi. I'm even ashamed to call her part of our tribe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee. Let's not forget her. I don't want to leave her out. And Maxine Waters. We can start doing segments like Larry Elder used to do. Like, what the heck did she just say? I mean, Pelosi, Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. You could have a ball with these people. When they're not drunk, I can't understand them most of the time. We're talking about Biden's new gun laws. Not laws, excuse me. I apologize. They're not laws, edicts. And I'm sure everyone will be challenged, I hope, hard and fast. Republicans were so slow to the table sometimes. We need to kick it up, and we need to hit these things the minute they start to pop up. Biden asked the DOJ within the next 60 days to propose a rule on braces used for handguns, which make them much more accurate. Have you seen professional shooters? You ever seen people who really know how to use a handgun? Look, I'm blind in one eye. And a lot of you don't know that, but I'm almost blind to one, totally blind to one eye. And I shoot pretty darn good. My son from the military, two eyes, a Marine, and was quite impressed with my shooting ability years ago. So asking the DOJ to publish suggestions for red flag legislation. Now, the red flag legislation raises a red flag. And the reason behind it is, who's going to say this person is sick or not sick, should have guns or shouldn't have guns? Too much control in the hands of 3 to 5 people on a panel that you don't get to choose, you don't get to vote for. Right? Just amazing. He's also having his administration issue a report on gun trafficking. How about some sex trafficking? How about child trafficking? Why don't you get to the real stuff, the real problems that we're having? Why don't you get a report on the black-on-black crime in Chicago that you Democrats are doing absolutely nothing about? How about that? How about the rapes that are taking place in Portland and Seattle? Why don't you get some real reports that mean something? Why don't you go down to the wall, Joey B., right, go down to where they're coming over the border. Why don't you get the names and see the faces of those girls that are being gang raped? Why don't you do that? I'll tell you why. Because they don't care. If you have guns, you can fight back. And you know what I mean. Biden also formally announced that David Chipman, I guess, is the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco. Remember, he got it all screwed up, right? AFT. The guy is so lost. He didn't even know the name of the nomination he made for AG. He's not making any of these nominations. All these picks are from California. Who on his... who on there is from California? Carmel Harris. She's from California. And she's bringing all those left-wing socialist lunatics along with her. He said, I've seen with my own... You ready for this one? I've seen with my own two lives what a bullet... lives. What a bullet can do to the human body. I fought my entire career to fight the violence and pass reasonable gun safety measures. Vice President Harris said that... And she was... Listen. I love this, though. She has seen what the gun violence has done. And her response to gun violence... An AG, a person that supposedly has her pulse on the finger of how crime is taking place in her cities, in her state, felt that the best way to keep criminals from owning guns was to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. I don't think he can smoke enough crack to have that make sense. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. What are we waiting for? Because we're not waiting for tragedy, she went on to say. We've had more tragedy than we can bear. The solution exists. People on both sides of the aisle, they want action. They want action now. Well, but what does that mean? See, remember I said to you have to watch what a Democrat says. No, you really do. I'm not just trying to be mean here. Because when they say they want comprehensive immigration reform, they're not talking about the same comprehension, immigration reform that a Republican is. When a Republican says he wants walls up, he wants checkpoints in place, he wants people's backgrounds checked, we want to make sure that people coming here really want to be here, number one, for all the right reasons. When they talk about comprehensive immigration reform, they're talking about sending you to jail for asking somebody if they're from this country. They're going to make it impossible for the cops to ask that question. So what happens when you pull somebody over, they don't have ID, they can't speak English, are you supposed to let them go because you're asking for an ID? It is racist, after all. Republicans, meanwhile, have expressed a suspicion of Biden's agenda, which goes much further than the actions he's announcing Thursday. The president says he supports an assault weapon ban. Well, somebody's going to have to tell him what that is, because he doesn't know. Most Democrats don't know what that is either. He wants to repeal a law that prevents gun manufacturers from being sued for crimes people commit with guns. So you're going to say they were cars? How about knife manufacturers? We got a lot of stuff here. Want to go through all of them? The guy he's trying to appoint to the ATF, right? It's amazing. He is a anti-gun person. So he's going to make it. He's going to try to make it next to impossible. I hope that you Republicans out there, some of you with means, I hope you get off your duff and start fighting and pushing back on this stuff. I mean, sincerely. He went on to say, further, the proposals that Biden announced tonight could require a law-abiding citizen to surrender lawful property and enable states to expand gun confiscation orders. It's not going to happen. I mean, it might happen here in California. Actually, northern Venezuela, as I like to refer to it. But when you think about this, we've already had states. They're passing laws to nullify whatever that idiot puts through. Yeah, you heard me, that idiot. Half of what he's signing, he has no idea what it says. No, really. And the NRA, I mean, people are going to, the NRA is going to push back. They better push back. With all the money that they have, with all the power they've been given, they need to push back everywhere. Now, you know, somebody said they're going to fight. They're going to fight the nomination. I don't know how they're going to win that. They have to find at least a half a dozen Dems to go along with them. They've been, you know, with the exception of Manchin over the last few days, who I think has either grown a spine or he's seen what's coming. We're not going to get any support. There's not going to be any crossover in the aisles. When we come back, Abby Johnson is going to join me. Abby Johnson, man, I tell you what, if you know who she is, you've been in a coma. Really that simple. The movie Unplanned is all about her and her life, and you need to pick up a copy of that, too. Joe Bettini, your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The latest in a string of mass shootings. A gunman has opened fire at a cabinet-making company in Bryan, Texas. One person is dead and several are wounded, including a state trooper who was shot while pursuing the suspect.
The suspect shot at our trooper. Our trooper was shot. He has been life-flighted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan.
Officer Craig Cummings said the suspect is in custody. It happened the same day that President Biden announced some executive actions to take on gun control. He said the issue is a public health crisis.
Enough prayers
Time for some action.
The president also pushed Congress to move forward on some issues he promised as a candidate.
This Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchasers to bypass the background checks.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Let me just bring her on because I don't want to waste any time. I want to make sure you hear every word of the interview. Abby Johnson joins me, a former Planned Parenthood director herself and founder of And Then There Were None. You know, Abby, I know a lot of people know who you are and know what you've done, but in case I've got new listeners that just tuned in, tell me a little bit about And Then There Were None.
Sure, yeah. We're just an organization that helps abortion clinic workers leave the abortion industry. We help them, you know, get new jobs, of course, and find hope and healing in Christ and hopefully help them establish a relationship with Jesus Christ because we know that that's the only way that they're truly going to heal.
Yeah, and I was amazed to find out, you know, learning more and more about you over the years, that as an abortion clinic worker, it's very tough to get a job somewhere else in the medical world. Why is that?
Yeah, it is. You know, the medical industry, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we love abortion, we love Planned Parenthood, you know, all this kind of stuff. But when it comes down to it, they actually don't want to hire these employees because they know that they cut corners. They know that they, you know, are, you know, they commit Medicaid fraud. They do things that they should not be doing. And so they don't want that in their practice.
Right.
So, you know, they're like, you know, look, we support abortion, but you know, keep it over there. Keep it in those clinics.
Right.
But we don't want it in our clinic. And so, you know, Planned Parenthood does a really good job of, doing, you know, giving these really, really poor references. So, and that's what they did to me, too. I mean, I've been a stellar employee for 8 years with Planned Parenthood. They gave me their flipping Employee of the Year award.
Yeah, it was amazing. Matter of fact, if you want to see Abby's story, Unplanned is a great, great way to get it, a great place to get it. And seriously, you can see what Planned Parenthood has done and the power that they have and the amount of money they're willing to throw behind this. They are relentless. Yeah, you have a concern about a guy by the name Xavier Becerra. I mean, really, seriously, this guy was nominated and confirmed to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Joey, I lovingly refer to him as Joey B, didn't even know who he was or what he was, but he was a nightmare for California because he has no foundation when it comes to abortion and life and that kind of thing, doesn't he?
Right. Yeah. So this guy has been, you know, terrible on religious freedom. He's been terrible for the pro-life movement. Yeah, I mean, he's a nightmare. So I think that he's going to be devastating, honestly. Well, he's going to want to be. I mean, what's going to happen, we don't know. But I think that, you know, for all of the pro-life pregnancy centers that are out there, you know, he's going to want to force them to, you know, refer for abortion,
yep.
You know, put up signage about abortion clinics. You know, he's the guy that sued the nuns. I mean, you know, trying to force them to, you know, to provide contraception. Nuns.
Yep.
Trying to make them, you know, pay for contraception.
Yep.
You know, he has no respect for religious beliefs. He has, you know, no respect for the unborn. So yeah, I mean, he's going to be a disaster if, you know, given a lot of rope.
Well, you know, you're right about the little, you know, again, the guy who sued the Little Sisters of the Poor. He also got behind that statute that would keep, not, I won't say protesters, but people that are praying, you know, at abortion, in and around abortion clinics. It was just craziness. And I've always said to people, I know you don't live in this state, but I live in California, and I've always said the same thing. If you want to see how the rest of the country is going to operate under Democrat rule, look at California. There are, I mean, this is just craziness, right?
I mean, you guys had that crazy law that passed not that long ago, you know, allowing sexual consent laws to be, you know, now that's been expanded like 10 years.
Yep.
So what, like a 15-year-old could date a 25-year-old?
A 25-year-old,
that would be acceptable?
Let me scare you. A 12-year-old. All right, if a 22-year-old has sex with a 12-year-old and it's consensual, I do not know how a 12-year-old consents to that kind of thing. But anyway, there's no charges brought against a 22-year-old. You can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense, can you?
No, that cannot ever make sense. And, you know, that's what happens, though, in a democratic state. And that's what I always tell people, like, look at California. You guys are perpetually in debt. You guys have, you know, these crazy policies on the books, and then people go out and vote for somebody like Joe Biden. I mean, look at his cabinet. Look around. Look at the people that he's putting in place.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Many of them are from California. Like, look at how California has been operating. This is really what you want to take place in the United States? I mean, it's bizarre to me. You can't even make it make sense. It's bizarre.
NARAL is applauding the pushing of a bill that would allow contraceptives regardless of gender. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how does that actually work? They should be allowed to have abortions. They should be allowed to have, you know, contraceptives regardless of their gender. And I'm saying, wow, that's a biology class I never took. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, but look where we are, Joe. We've got these people telling us, follow the science. Follow the science, right? And then you've got friggin', you know, Rachel Levine, a dude parading around as a woman as the assistant health secretary.
Yeah.
And they're telling us to follow the science?
Yeah.
They have no concept of science. They're calling a guy a woman. They're calling a biological man a woman. They wouldn't know science if Cameron slapped them on the face.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about science. So, I mean, it's just, we are living in bizarro world right now. Nothing is making sense. I mean, you know, this is truly like scriptural times where they said, you know, everything good will be called evil, evil will be called good.
No question.
Like that's where we are right now.
No, you know, CNN got 100% behind the fact that you cannot figure out what gender a child is at birth. And I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your mind? Are you going to burn every science and biology book?
Really easily.
I'm kind of with you, and I'm thinking this should not be that hard for you people. But to your point, you know, go back to the biblical premise here for a second. Everything is right is wrong. Everything wrong is right. There are no absolutes. They, you know, I figured out over the years they can't have absolutes because if they do, then you have a right and wrong. And what side of right and wrong are they going to be on? Right? Correct?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's why they. you know, that's so many of them who support abortion are people who have had abortions themselves, right?
Right.
So they have to say, well, abortion's fine, because if it's not fine, then they have to admit that they were guilty of murdering their own child, right?
Right.
So abortion has to be okay. It has to be acceptable, because, my gosh, you don't want to admit that you killed your own child. I mean, you don't want to admit that you're a killer. And I'll tell you, I mean, I killed my own two children. I mean, I'm guilty of that as well. It is a very tough pill to swallow, but that's reality. That's truth. And sometimes, you know, you just have to swallow that pill, even if it is really bitter. I mean, that's just life.
Well, we have repentance and forgiveness, and I think that's not taught enough. You know, some people are afraid. Look, and I saw the movie. You know, I'm not a lifelong friend of yours, but I saw the movie. I saw the change in the movie. I think the actress did a great job at it. And once you started knowing the truth, once things were revealed to you, you made a change. And I think that's the problem. For decades, we've been teaching these kids it's a blob of cells. It's nothing, no big deal. We can get rid of that thing for you, that impediment. We can get it out of your way. And they've believed it. They've bought into it. And the parents have, too. So that's the crazy stuff for me. Abby, let's, you know, when we come back from the break, I really want to talk about the Republican-led legislators, and are you getting any traction in getting some stiffer/stronger anti-abortion laws? So we'll be back in a second.
You know, the thing I love about her, again, she is upfront about everything. You heard what she said. She doesn't hide behind anything. I think she has 8 or 9 kids now. She's making up for lost time. But, you know, when you talk with her, you can tell where her heart's at. She's not looking to hurt anybody. She's not looking to judge you. She's not looking to tell you what a bad person you are. That is not her goal. Her goal is to help you. Her goal is to help you understand if you had an abortion or anything along those lines, that there's forgiveness for you. Joe Messina, your host, this is a real fan of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Your real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGO. 855-732-5562. Let's just get back at it because really seriously, We want to get every second of every minute we get it. Abby Johnson joins me, and my God, for all intents and purposes, she is on fire with this, seriously. I'm back at it with Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood director herself and founder of And Then There Were None. And, you know, Abby, I got to tell you, I'm not just saying it because you're on the show. I truly am glad that you're one of God's warriors, that you're not afraid to get out there in front of it and let people know how you feel. And I think the reason we're going down the road we're going down these days is because we don't have enough of God's warriors. We'll just to stick up for his word. It's that simple, you know? Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we've missed, and I think this is something that's happened in the conservative party as well. You know, I think we've been so concerned about, you know, inclusiveness and, yep. And you know, well, we want to be a party of diversity too, you know, whatever that means, that we have strayed away from our Judeo-Christian values. And, you know, and so that has led to, you know, I went to CPAC this year and there was, you know, people who are transgender walking around CPAC. There were, you know, one of the sponsors of CPAC was, you know, a gay Republican group. And because of that, there was no strong message about, you know, transgenderism in the schools and how that's taking over. There were no strong messages about, you know, the role of traditional families and how that really needs to be brought back in our society. And so, you know, and we can't because we've compromised too much. And so, you know, I think it's really important, for, you know, conservatives to stay true to, you know, the truth, the capital T, that, you know, these truths that we know, that are rooted in, you know, conservative Christian principles, and that we stand firm on that now more than ever.
Right. Look, I agree with you. I think what we need to do is, again, look at what we stand for, get behind it. You know, people want to start third party, and I would say don't. Take back the Republican Party. You know, grow a spine, get in there, get into the fight, and really take it back, because you're right. You know, they want to draw these young kids in, and yet they're willing to give up their principles to draw these young kids in. But what are you teaching the young kids? You give up a little bit to get, you know, I was telling you during the break, I'm on a school board. I didn't give up my principles. You don't have to. People are going to vote for you for your principles. They're going to respect you because of the principles that you have, and you're willing to follow through on them.
And honestly, we need more people to start thinking about running for office.
Yes.
We need more Christians to start, you know, just considering in your mind, you know, are you someone who would be willing to, you know, make that sacrifice and run for office? And look, we're never going to be able to take back, you know, the United States of America until we start challenging these yahoos that are currently in office. And some of those yahoos are in our party, right? So we need to stand firm. We need Christians, strong Christians in office. And it is a sacrifice to run for office. It's a sacrifice to hold office.
Yep.
But we need good, strong Christian conservatives in office. We need them on our school boards. We need them, you know, county commissioners. We need them in, you know, Board of Education. We need it, you know, we think offices. We think elective office. We think, you know, senator, you know, representative. But there are many other elected offices out there, and we need to be considering all of those.
School board, city council. You know, people don't realize that when Planned Parenthood
council.
Yeah, when Planned Parenthood comes into a community, they've got to get permission from city council and the building, you know, building department, and all of that. Same thing with school boards. You know, it starts with the kids. To your point, though, I want to push back just a tad on you, because remember, it was the New York legislature, which are mostly professing Catholics and Christians, applauded themselves for you know, passing that after, I call it the afterbirth abortion or afterbirth murder, whatever you want to call it, but actually applauded themselves. And I'm saying, my God, you know, Satan is running rampant over there, isn't he? So just because somebody's a professing Catholic or Christian,
I mean,
you got to watch it.
Yeah, and I don't mean just culturally Christian
or culturally
I like that. Catholic, you know. I mean, really, like, Bible-believing Christian. And that's one of the problems in our society today. I mean, look, you got Joe Biden out here parading around as a Catholic, but then, you know.
Oh, no. A devout Catholic. You forgot that word. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, devout Catholic, you know. And then, but actually standing against true Catholic teaching. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can't. You know, you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth here.
Right.
You know, if you are going to proclaim to be a Christian, a Catholic, whatever, you have to actually believe in what Jesus says. And otherwise, you're going to be one of those people, the Lord looks at you and says, I never knew you.
Yep. I'm in full agreement with you.
So, you know, he's one of the people and many others in our society today that we have to really pray for his repentance.
Yep.
Because I fear for his soul. I fear for many people's souls in our country today who are leading other people astray by calling themselves a Christian, by calling themselves a Catholic. They are doing so much harm to our country, and they're doing harm to the souls of other people.
I am floored by the fact that some of our conservative friends, I knew the liberals were going down this road, but some of our conservative friends, Catholic Christian friends, that said they voted for Joe Biden because he didn't like the way Trump talked. He didn't like the way Trump handles himself. And I'm going, wait a minute. At the top of your list, God is about life. And at the top of your list, Joe Biden's first order of business was to make sure that we're going to fund abortions across the planet, and you couldn't stand the way a guy talked. Are we for real here?
Oh my gosh, I know, and I love how now they're like, oh my gosh, we can't believe that Joe Biden is doing all of these things. Like, are you freaking kidding me? We told you this what he was going to do.
Writing.
The pro-lifers,
God bless,
too, who are now like feigning shock. Like, wait a minute. Joe Biden is pro-choice?
Like, oh my God! Give me your voter card. I see you're nicer than I am because give me your voter card. You cannot have it back until you really get aware. You become really woke. You know what I'm saying? Do you have any hope, or are you feeling good about the fact that 37 legislators now, or legislative bodies, are predominantly Republican, and they seem to be pushing these heartbeat bills? And again, you're in it deeper than I am. I'm hoping the heartbeat bills hold because, I mean, legally and technically, you stop a heart from beating, you've committed murder. And what's your thoughts on all this, and will it hold in the courts, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if it will or not, but honestly, I'm not really worried about that at this point. I mean, I feel like Texas just passed ours through the House committee. It'll go to the floor of the Senate now. It'll pass out of Texas. Arizona has one that's passing through committees. It's already passed out of their Senate committee. It's going to the House soon. Idaho just passed theirs. Governor's going to sign it. You know, I think by the end of this session, I think we've already got 14 heartbeat bills passed in states. You know, some that have already been struck down. But I think by the end of this, we'll probably have at least another 4 or 5 that have passed out of state. You know, will those hold? I don't know if they will, but I think if, you know, we're getting close now to half of the states in this country that have passed heartbeat legislation. I don't really know how the Supreme Court can ignore that for too much longer. You know, you've got half of the states in the United States saying, this is what we want. How can they ignore half of the states in the U.S. saying, this is the will of the people, do something about
it? Right.
So I think that heartbeat legislation, whether it holds or not, is something that could potentially challenge the viability of Roe. So I think states need to continue down that path, whether it holds up or not.
Yep.
I think it is a good plan. Heartbeat legislation would ban almost all abortions. I think it's a good strategy to challenge Roe. So I think it's good. I think it's good. I think it's solid. So, yeah, I like that. You know, we also need states to pass, you know, what we call trigger bans. We need all conservative states to pass trigger bans. Texas is going to pass one this session. That just passed out of committee two yesterday. So that would be, like, when Roe is overturned, which we do believe it will be overturned, then abortion would be illegal in the states that have a trigger ban. So it doesn't have to go back to another vote. It doesn't have to be, you know, put back, you know, in the committee or anything. It would immediately trigger abortion to be illegal. So, you know, there's been a few states that have already passed those trigger bans. We need that to go on the books. Those will be held up constitutionally. So those will be held up in court. We've already seen wins on that. So, you know, I'm feeling good. I mean,
good.
The state and local efforts, that's always where we win. We're never going to have a lot of help from the federal level, you know, federal level anyway. So state, local, grassroots, that's where we always have a lot of success.
No, and I'm in full agreement with Rand Paul, and I've been saying this on my show forever now. Get involved locally, you know, like we were talking, school board, water board, city council. You know, take back your state, and you do it at the Wow, that is easy. That's too easy. God bless, Abby. Keep up the good work. And I mean that sincerely. Keep up the good work. Keep up the fight. If I can ever do anything to help, just let me know.
Thanks so much.
God bless. Have a great day. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, catch up with her. Just Google her name, Abby Johnson. Listen, next hour, you're going to love this. A restaurateur pushes back in Southern California. Basically, leave the mask, take the cannolis. We'll be back in a minute.